Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Well, I don't got a rain man cold, but.
So I got, these guys weren't here yet. I got chicken beef jerky shooting out of my nose. Sorry.
Oh, you ate it wrong.
No, I ate it too quick and I was talking and some of the dust flew up there. You know how that works. So
Is it chicken beef jerky or just chicken jerky?
Good point. It's probably chicken jerky. I don't think there's a chicken beef thing, right? That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that's a crime against humanity.
Interspecies love right there. Yeah. Right? Okay. So I opened the garage door, Craig, this morning, and Nick. And
did you close it?
Well, no. I look back. You know, I look in the rearview mirror, and there's two cops standing in my driveway.
Oh.
This is about a 10 of 5. Central time here.
Wow.
And then I start to back out. I just wanted the window down. Now, they're not like guns ablazing or anything like that.
But there's
some white
people
guy.
Are standing in your driveway.
Two cops. Okay. 4:45 in the morning.
In uniform?
Yes. But I remembered right away what it probably was. My wife took the Chloe out to poop, got to turn my alarm off. So when I got to the alarm, the house probably was going off maybe a minute. Then my phone rang while I was pooping, ironically.
In the house.
And it said an 800 number. I said, decline. Well, that's
Why they showed up.
That's the people to tell you how it's a mistake, sorry, and you give your code name. So I roll in the window and I go, oh, my wife took the dog out to, and I didn't say crap. I said the S word. And then they go, oh, yeah. And I said, then the 800 number rang, and I forgot to answer that. I said, I just moved in. And as we're talking, the guy wanted my name. I gave it to him. He goes, okay. He said, are you on the radio? Oh, yeah, I'm Tyler. And he goes, oh, I love the show. Big fan of the show. I said, sorry about that, guys, coming out tonight. But, yeah, but imagine that. Your garage door going up and two cops standing there.
No.
I'd be terrified.
We were talking earlier. In my single days, I'd be like, what did I do?
What do I have?
Right. What do I have? What I do? Right.
Hell, now I'd be thinking that.
I know.
What did I do?
Where am I at? What am I hauling? Right.
Nick would be thinking, close the garage door quick.
Well, more in my single days. I get it. You know, I get. Now I wasn't worried about anything, except for if Todd had handed me a bunch of edibles or something like that. You know, but.
And those two dudes were probably just sitting in a parking lot chilling anyway.
They were. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I mean, you know. 4:30 in the morning.
Right.
That is one of their most loathed things to do.
Because I'm sure in general, 98% of the time, there's not some burglar
busting
in.
It's idiots like you.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It was.
Yeah, I wonder what percentage.
But they were really cool.
Are false alarms.
Even before the guy recognized who I was. They were still very cool.
Right.
You know, they were just like, yeah, relax.
In your other house, didn't you have helium balloons that were deflating that set off a motion detector?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you're right. I bet it is at least 98%.
Yeah, yeah. But they still got a show.
Yeah.
That's why you pay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you have an alarm system, you know? Well, you answer the phone first and say, no, it was a mistake, and then you give them your code name. But, see, they I just said decline.
but upon further thought, generally telemarketers aren't calling you at 4:30 in the morning.
I thought about yeah. that yeah. after I declined it. I still didn't yeah. put two and two together until I saw the cops in the driveway.
Well, the synapses weren't firing.
No.
It is early.
I was barely pooping and barely awake.
See, we set off our alarm some time ago, and before we could even turn it off, because I think we had to call somebody to turn it off, and while we were on hold, fire truck shows up.
Fire truck.
No cops, just a fire truck. Right. And then we had to go tell the firemen, I'm still on hold with the security company.
Here's a bill for gas, I'm sure, then.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you need my code word? It's a good thing you weren't, like, peeling out of the garage.
I know.
I think you were just got done robbing the place.
Yeah, I was oddly calm because I kind of figured it out. But once again, a lot of other times in my life, I'd be going, "Well, what the hell did I do?"
See, now, do you not hit the garage door till you get in the car?
Yes.
Because, see, I hit the garage door when I come through the door from the house.
No, I don't.
So I would have seen feet standing there as I'm walking to the car, and I would have pooped myself.
Well, either one. Yeah, you're right, because you had just seen feet.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that they were cops.
When I glanced back through my rearview mirror, I could tell they were cops right away. But even then, it scared me. But you're right. If I just see feet, then I'm pooping.
Oh, yeah.
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 Because, you know, they... brown pants on, boots, the whole look. So you're thinking, what's the deal?
Yeah, because our garage, the light on the garage door opener comes on when I hit the button.
Yeah, mine does.
Otherwise, it's dark, so I can't see to get. Yeah. So I just hit it right there at the
door.
Well,
I get in the car first because I want the garage door because in case there's monsters outside.
Right, it's scary. I know.
That is why.
You gotta watch out
in case
the
there's monsters out there, and that is the reason I get in the car first.
Did you tell the cops to stick around and make sure the garage door closed? As you went away.
You know, it was funny because as I backed,
I'll be back in 30 seconds.
As I backed out, I'm thinking, I can't turn around now because there's cops sitting right there.
Case in the joint.
Yeah, exactly. So I left this morning without looking, right?
It's a good thing your kids were home.
Yeah.
If your kids weren't home and there's two cops in your driveway at that time, my heart would just sink. Right, like, oh, no.
Oh, and you're right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course you'd assume the worst.
But thank you. Douglas County's finest. They were nice dudes.
Did you talk to them about keeping an eye on the place if they're there in the morning to make sure your garage door is closed? Did you guys mind?
The one guy said he was a big fan, so he probably knows my idiosyncrasies anyway, you know.
We'll make it part of our regular patrol.
Sure. Yeah. They can make a pass about 5:15 every morning.
Right. No problem, Mr. Utah. Mm-hmm.
Now, two cops know where I live, and you guys don't yet.
That's to be expected.
Yeah. I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Not with COVID, no.
Or just, the way we go.
Not see each other. No,
right.
Hang out.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it
sounds like it's pretty far.
It is pretty far out there.
Yeah,
it is.
And I mean, I just moved in 8 years ago, and you still don't know where I live.
But we're gonna.
No, you won't.
Well, you just moved.
No, 8 years.
Give it a decade.
I think you'd still have to give me your address.
Yeah, but I could drive right to your house, Todd. I don't know your address.
The only person's house we could all drive right to is Todd's.
Right. Right.
And Nick probably couldn't drive right there now. You know where your house is, right?
He's been there.
Yeah, I could probably get close.
Okay.
I could go ask the bow-legged women if they know. I think I know where that pool is.
Yeah, but the pool's closed now.
Yeah,
so.
But the bow-legged women. Yeah.
You'd have to canvass the neighborhood.
Ask the bow-legged women.
And find out who the bow-legged women are.
Right. Yeah, you could at least find that Little League field that he's not allowed to hang out alone.
That's right.
He's not. So the That's guy close. That can't It'll be here go. Alone, where does he live?
Like, he's right there.
He usually emerges from those trees.
Limping. Michael Ian Black. Going to phone the program later on this morning. Florentine tomorrow, Jim Florentine.
Let's play an easy who's older.
Easy.
Easy peasy, as they say.
Now there's pressure. More pressure.
Because easy's only 3 or 4 years usually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who's older? Hall of Fame basketball coach Phil Jackson? Or Elvira, mistress of the dark, Cassandra Peterson?
I know you want to say this is easy, but I told you before that Elvira's got to be in her late 60s, and I think that's what he is. So why do you think this is easy? Now, granted, I should just say Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson's older than that.
Well, he might be. That's why he says it's easy, so I'm just going to go with what would be easy. And Phil Jackson. Easy is Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to be mid-70s.
Right.
I'll go Phil Jackson. She seems older because her show was in black and white.
She's been around for a long. And by the way, her makeup's been really good for a long time.
Yeah,
kept her body though. Go ahead.
Phil Jackson's 75.
Oh, he's got to be older.
Yeah, she's 69.
69. 69.
Right.
Phil Jackson's taller.
Yep. Yeah, she's taller. Cool. We're all 2-0.
Yeah.
Who's taller? Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, standing on a 3-foot platform? Or Phil Jackson? I actually didn't look at that one.
Well, Phil Jackson's, what, 6'10", maybe? 6'8"?
Yeah, probably at least.
I didn't look at that. I think he's 6'10". I don't know the answer.
So if she's on a 3-foot platform, I'm guessing she's taller.
She's taller. She's getting 3 feet.
Guessing she's not 3.5 feet tall.
That one's easy.
Go Midgets! Sorry, it's my favorite team now.
I don't know how tall she is, but she's taller than 3'5".
Yeah, she is taller than 3'5". I'll give you that.
Good game. Let's play who's taller with platforms
easy.
Now.
Let's make this easy.
It's like 3D chess, isn't it, basically? Who's taller with platforms? Oh, man.
You know, I am going to start using that, I think.
All right, good.
That's not fair.
Make the game even more stupider.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Spud Webb on a 2-foot platform or...
Then we got to do some math.
Yeah.
We got to do some figuring.
Or Andre the Giant. I don't know. Spud's pretty tall to start with.
Shut up.
Hey, I followed you.
I know you did.
The notorious B.I.G. You know, you've seen him in the pictures for years with that crown, sitting on the throne with that crown on his head.
Yeah, that was up for grabs. How much did it go for?
Well, that was a $6 crown.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That was bought in 1997.
It's a good return on investment.
A photographer bought that in 1997 for $6. The crown was Puffy did not want Biggie to wear that little crown for that particular photo shoot, but Biggie thought, I'm going to do it anyway. Puffy thought it made him look like a Burger King.
Kind of did.
But yeah. Biggie did it anyway, and now that's what we see.
What was up?
However, it went for almost $600,000.
I told you.
Wow.
Jesus.
I told you I was watching that Derrick Rose. Is it Rose I'm thinking of? Yeah. There's a radio show. And he said... They asked him.
Jalen Rose.
Not Derek. Yeah, Jalen Rose. And he said he would. How much did it go for?
$600,000. Yeah. Almost.
I think. Yeah. So he said he was. I think he had heard that he thought it was $60,000. He goes. He goes. I really wanted that, and I was really into that. And then they said it was $600,000, and I said, I'm not into that anymore. $600,000.
Like Puff Daddy's tracks on all those old Notorious B.I.G. albums seem to get louder, like, every time they re-release them.
They probably just remaster that stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but now he's in the background going like, yeah. Like, I think that gets louder every time it comes out.
Oh, because B.I.G.
Biggie's not around to be like, why are you louder, man?
Biggie, that's by funny. The way, what would be his sandwich at McDonald's? Like, the whole one side of the menu?
Yeah, all the left side.
Yeah. The left side. I want the Biggie.
The quadruple the Big side. Mac.
Right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Apparently, there's a new push to keep the nation on daylight saving time during the pandemic.
Oh, God, please.
Two Florida senators trying to get a bill passed to avoid turning the clocks back in 6 weeks. They argue that families are dealing with enough change. And
stress.
This could help ease the burden, especially with virtual learning and working from home.
Who the hell is against it?
Yeah, can we get
at this point anymore?
You would think this is something that could be bipartisan.
Especially, you know, people that, my daddy liked daylight saving time.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
My
daddy don't like the dark people. That same assholes will say that crap.
Just keep it all the time, pandemic or not.
Well, this is the reason they should start it.
Yeah.
Because the pandemic, everybody's going to be depressed anyway, and more darkness will be worse. But you're right. You're exactly right, Craig. I bet you it fails because of those guys.
It's such a pain in the ass.
Apparently, I didn't even click on it. But who's the senator from Florida? He used to be the governor, the douchebag, the criminal. By the way, he stole money from his own medical company, Scott.
Rick Scott.
Rick Scott said, "I don't even recognize the America I grew up in anymore." Oh, you mean where you were just in charge and
sorry, old white guy.
I knew whose mouth it came out of. So I'm thinking, oh, I know what you're thinking. Things aren't
right.
You're not.
It was in America where
black people don't know their place. That kind of crap.
Right. Everybody knew their place.
Right. Exactly.
That's my America.
So those are the same kind of guys. Oh, you're right. My daddy always loved daylight savings time. Shut up.
It's like they just have this idyllic version, like image in their head of this,
didn't exist.
Like hamburger stand with the cars in front of it.
It just didn't exist. For a lot of the people in the world, it didn't exist.
For a lot of people, yeah. So is that going to happen? Are we going to get the daylight all year round? I'm all for it.
And if you can't start this year,
yeah, who knows? They're just trying to push it again.
It's only 4 months anyway. So get rid of it. You're right.
Yeah, they keep narrowing it down. It used to be 6 months. You're on standard time, only 4 months a year now.
Why do we need it anyway?
It was a farmer thing like 1,000 years ago. It's stupid.
But couldn't they have just been outside and had it be light out at a different, it'd be just a different time that it's light out?
That was our joke, too. You just set your alarm a little later and go outside.
Right. Still light the same number of hours.
Exactly. Now, you're right. It never made any sense.
So instead of them having to change their clocks, everybody has to change their clocks? Right.
Yeah, I don't need sunlight in the morning. And in the winter,
I don't.
Do the farmers really need it in the winter?
Once again, it's just different hours for them.
Is it really a farmer thing?
I thought it was originally.
I don't know why they did it originally.
But it's stupid.
Again, sunlight anytime before 10 a.m. is useless to me.
Right.
I don't care.
No, we're used to driving to work in the dark.
As long as it's up by 10.
Yeah.
Is that a worldwide thing, or is it just the United States that does that?
The United States, I believe.
No, other countries do it.
Do they?
Okay.
I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah.
I've not had to go through this phenomenon
in
a different country.
Yeah.
That'd be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You've already got to change your clocks to get used to a different time zone. They're like, oh, now it's changing.
In 1895, I didn't know this, George Hudson, an entomologist from New Zealand, came up with the modern concept of daylight saving time.
Oh, what was his reasoning?
He proposed a 2-hour time shift, so he'd have more time after hours to go bug hunting.
There you are. Well, that wasn't the reason he did. The whole world adopted it. One guy.
He threw the idea out there.
So everybody has to go through this gigantic pain in the ass because one dude wanted to find bugs?
Well, I like light later in the evening. Yeah, in the winter, I get depressed earlier.
Yeah. Oh, no. We just got to get rid of that 4 months and just make it regular time.
Yeah, that would be daylight time.
I know, daylight savings time, right?
Yeah.
Year round, right.
Yeah, having the coldest, crappiest months be the ones where it's dark early is just not a good plan.
No.
Yeah, plus a pandemic.
So we global. Want full time what the bug guy wanted part time.
Right.
Right.
So we're on his team.
We are. Absolutely. Yeah. I would love to go bug hunting a little later in the winter.
Absolutely.
Good point, Todd.
So this guy could have just talked to his boss and been like, hey, can I leave a little early? What if I come in a little early? I'll leave a little early.
Yeah, but this is actually, we're looking at it the wrong way. He actually wanted it what we want.
Yeah.
Before that, it was just dark. Yeah, it was darker earlier.
Yeah, but his proposal was a 2-hour shift. Right. He wanted another hour of daylight.
Oh,
that's ridiculous.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, because we'd all be going to bed and it's 7 o'clock at night.
So there's some video footage that we can put up from Gettysburg.
Yeah, because I remember when we were in Chile.
Chile.
You know, Chile, the southern hemisphere, so it's different seasons.
Yep.
And when we were there, it was winter. No, when it was winter becoming spring here, so it would have been summer becoming fall there.
Did the turd still go down the wrong way on the toilet?
So when we were there, it was the same time.
Down south, it's wrong.
But shortly after we got home, it was a 2-hour difference because they had.
I was told there'd be no math this morning.
Yeah. They fell back and we sprang forward.
Oh.
Because of the different seasons in the southern hemisphere.
That's confusing.
That's probably tough to figure out your plane schedule then. What the hell?
No, we were already at home.
Okay, got it.
When all of that happened, so it wasn't that confusing.
Now, how far is that from Brazil?
Brazil.
Yeah, looks like
Chile and Brazil, very close.
No, they're completely other sides of the country.
But closer than here.
Yeah, most of Europe does daylight time.
All right.
So when we come back, we may get to the Boston Globe story. We might get to the Gettysburg story.
Boston Globe.
Yeah, I just watched that video you sent me about Gettysburg, Craig. I'm scared now.
What about the one out of Indiana? What town was that in Indiana?
LaGrange, Indiana. Let's do this one. Let's actually do this.
Okay.
And there's not much of a payoff.
Yeah, we would teach
only if it involves a shack.
2 days.
Yeah, there's not much of a payoff.
There's no
on
shack?
This no. Well, kind of. WANE out of LaGrange, Indiana. According to the... I loathe you all.
Hey, listen, you've had a ton of little slurs this morning that we laid off of. I was just tired of it. I didn't care.
It does get old for you after a while.
No, there was just so
many. I
didn't want to pick
on keep up on barrel.
I didn't feel like picking on you this morning, but there was a ton, and we just all
looked
at each other.
Yeah, I actually noticed that. Unlike that one.
Yeah.
Out of LaGrange, Indiana.
Oh, man.
WANE, according to... According to the LaGrange County Sheriff's Department, Sunday, after engaging in a gun battle, bullets and whatnot, with imaginary people inside his home, Mark...
that's some good meth right there.
That's exactly what it was. Mark King...
Or
went
bad
to
meth. Which one is it?
Mark King went to a neighbor's house where he went inside a garage and broke a window after throwing a gun at it. He then left the garage. That's when police found him. They determined that he'd been consuming methamphetamine Friday and Saturday, and so Sunday he's having hallucinations and shooting at people inside his home.
I have to confess, that's why the cops were at my house this morning, right there. That actually happened to me this morning.
Oh, you were
methed up, jacked
shooting
up.
At imaginary shoot people imaginary. In his house.
Yeah, it was just crazy.
Or were you coming down?
A little bit of both. I couldn't tell. You know, I was coming up, coming down.
That way you've been grinding your teeth all morning?
Yes. All right. Michael William Black later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.